The City of Boulder is launching the first wave of applications for its highly anticipated e-bike voucher program today. Two types of vouchers are available as of 9 this morning, standard and income qualified vouchers. The first voucher offers a $300 discount to standard model e-bikes and a $500 discount for cargo models. Vouchers for low-income residents offer a higher discount at $1,200 for standard e-bikes and $1,400 for cargo models, as well as an additional $200 for safety gear like helmets and child seats. This first voucher application window runs until July 19th at 5 p.m. The City of Boulder says 200 applications will be chosen at random thereafter. Applicants who don't get an e-bike voucher in this round can reapply in September. Chemists at the University of Colorado Boulder have developed a new technique that could help to reduce plastic in landfills. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
The technique involves adding oxygen to a current utilizing solution to dissolve polyethylene plastic, or PET for short. PET is used in packaging, fabrics, and many other common products and appliances. The team of chemists, who posted their findings in the journal Chem Catalysis, aimed to curb plastic waste, which typically ends up in landfills. Study co-author Ona Luka says the technique breaks down the PET plastic into its molecular components. The scalability of the technique is unknown, as the researchers were only able to dissolve a small amount of plastic in their tabletop equipment. Luka hopes to see the study evolve into using the method to deconstruct multiple types of plastics all at once in order to reduce the volume of plastic landfill waste. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
X-Corp, the company formerly known as Twitter, is suing their former Boulder landlord after being evicted for alleged non-payment of rent. The social media company filed suit in Boulder County District Court, claiming they were wrongfully evicted from their Boulder offices last May. The X-Corp lawsuit further claims the original lease for the property had a clause that would have required the landlords to repay X-Corp $5.8 million for improvements X-Corp made to the property. Before the eviction, the landlord, Lot 2 SBO, filed suit against X-Corp, claiming they weren't paying their rent or responding to a default notice. A Westminster police officer is on paid administrative leave after he struck and killed a pedestrian with his police car late Tuesday evening. The officer said the collision happened after the man walked into traffic on southbound Sheridan Boulevard at around 10:30 p.m., according to a police department spokesperson. The officer was on duty and in a marked police car. The victim, whose name has not yet been released, was pronounced dead at the scene. The officer, whose name has also not been made public, was not hurt. The spokesperson further clarified that the officer could not recall if the vehicle's lights were flashing at the time of the collision. Congressman Joe Neguse announced nearly $2.7 million in funding from the Department of Transportation for Colorado. KGNU's Jacob Agatston has the details.
Congressman Neguse said the grants will benefit communities in Colorado's 2nd Congressional District by helping provide more accessible, environmentally friendly transportation. Just over $1.1 million will go to the town of Winter Park to install the first electric bus and charging infrastructure. The final $1.6 million will go to the Colorado Department of Transportation and be used for Eagle County's Transit Vehicle Storage Electrification Project. Neguse is an advocate for the low or no emissions vehicle program, often securing funding for projects he says will help improve transportation across the 2nd Congressional District and the whole state of Colorado. For KGNU, I'm Jacob Agatston.
The Devil's Thumb Fire in Grand County continues to burn, currently estimated at around 95 acres in size. In its most recent social media posts, the U.S. Forest Service said the fire is 10% contained. Authorities have not released any evacuation orders for the surrounding area, and they are calling it a full suppression fire, with firefighter safety their top priority. The blaze began Tuesday afternoon and has been fueled by heavy amounts of dead undergrowth. Firefighters remain hopeful, however, as rain has helped to slow the fire's steady advance. In Boulder today, we will be seeing a high of 78 with a 40% chance of thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Overnight, the rain will continue with a low of 56. In Denver, we'll have a balmy 81-degree high with a similar chance of thunderstorms hitting after 2 p.m. Thunderstorm conditions will also continue into the night in Denver with a low of 57. And last, but certainly not least, in Fort Collins, the soggy season continues with the same chance for thunderstorms during the day and night, with a high of 79 and a low of 56. For KGNU, I'm Ryan Bigham.